April 28th. I'm Natalie Morris, and it's time to get loaded. The white iPhone 4 launches today. This is the white counterpart to the black iPhone 4 that launched last summer. When the black one launched, Apple acknowledged some problems with the production process of the white one and promised it would be here by spring. And it is. Although I don't recommend getting one if it means renewing your contract. New phones are due out in just a few months, so I would wait. Unless, of course, you can't wait or you just really like white. Yahoo sold off bookmarking site Delicious to a company called Avos. Avos, incidentally, is owned by the founders of YouTube, Chad Hurley and Steve Chen. The company says it plans to add new features and grow Delicious as opposed to Yahoo's plan for Delicious, which was, I'm not even sure they ever really had one. The transition from Yahoo will happen in July. It has not been a good week for gamers. First, the Sony PlayStation Network gets hacked, and now Microsoft is reporting a security breach with the Xbox. Microsoft says the issue is tied to Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. There's a phishing scam on the loose that asks for your personal information while you're playing the game. Do not fall for that. Meanwhile, Microsoft says they are working to resolve the issue. We are one step closer to surfing the web with voice control. Google added speech input capability to the Chrome browser. You'll soon see a microphone button that will trigger that speech capability. When you push it, Google Translate will translate your commands into text. And finally, State Farm released a new app called Driver Feedback. It essentially tells you if you're driving like a jerk. The app uses the phone's accelerometer to measure your acceleration, braking, and cornering. At the end of each trip, you get a score, and there's even a map where you can identify where the jerky behavior may have occurred. This will help you become aware of your habits and perhaps make some changes. That's your news for the day. I will see you tomorrow. I'm Natalie Morris with CNET, and you've just been loaded.